I came up with some colleagues from Unions New South Wales, and one of the people was a let's just say a fossicker for union history, and he opened the hatch of the ceiling and had a bit of a look in, and sent me in to literally trawl with my hands the ceiling of the Trades Hall.
How did it feel when you actually realised that there was so much material up there?
It was astonishing. And I personally wasn't as aware as the union people were of exactly what the significance was. And it wasn't till probably the next day that we really found that, you know, we really discovered the significant material. We found the map or pieces of the map, which I have then reconstructed. And that picket map, nobody pretty much knew existed,
no.
Did they?
Apart from these picket maps, what are the other significant things about the 1909 lockout that were discovered and are now part of the exhibition?
Well, the AMA flags, for a start, as well as a lot of documentation.
Coupons,
receipts, invoices, all that stuff pertaining to the lockout itself.
Out of all the material that has been discovered, is there anything that really made the hairs on your arm stand up?
Definitely the map. It's quite incredible, and also the two black flags. The flags, I should explain, are when somebody had been killed on the mine or died on the mine, the black flags were flown off the Trades Hall, this building here. If somebody was injured, a red flag or an accident had occurred, a red flag was flown, and we were able to, somebody very generously has made a replica of the red flag based on the black flags. But the black flags were in horrific condition, and I've managed to pull them back together again.
It's no better time to pay tribute to the workers, both men and women of Broken Hill in particular in 1909, and the determination and the sacrifice and the solidarity that they demonstrated, and which stands as an inspiration and possibly an inspiration we're going to have to draw on in the coming years. And so thank you so much for asking me to be here, Roslyn, and the opportunity to be the one to represent this history of the women. It is so inspiring.
I'm Sandra Bloodworth. I'm from Melbourne, and I did research for a history honours thesis into the women's role in all the industrial struggles in Broken Hill of 1890 to 1909, and during the First World War, the anti-conscription campaigns.
A lot of what you spoke about tonight did concern the role of women in the lockout. Just for people who aren't aware of what that role was, give me an example of how they were involved.
Well, there was a Barrier Truth Women's League, and people know the Barrier Truth still today. There was only about 20 of them, but Tom Mann came in September 1908 to help organise the unions. He was a union organiser from Britain, well-known and popular, and because they knew there was a confrontation coming, and he met with the Women's League and said it was important to mobilise the women. And they said, yes, we're determined to stand by the men because it's our living standards that will be cut as well. And they began organising, and the women played a role in encouraging men to be in the union. The women were at the mass meeting on the 1st of January when they voted to start picketing the mine, and the women insisted on voting, which is unusual for non-union members to vote. And the women would march and be there and support the pickets, and the women were particularly important in demonstrating outside the jail and giving the men inside when they were arrested a sense that people were caring and worrying about them.
You were obviously, towards the end of your speech, quite emotional. Why is it so important to you to come up here, be involved in an exhibition like this, and really, I guess, espouse the role of women in history?
There's so many reasons. You know, there just is the inspiring history. And it's not just about the women, it's about workers as a whole. Because of being a socialist, I think it's really important that workers have traditions of solidarity and that they defend their conditions. And now I can see the world economic crisis. And already it sounds like over 400 jobs have gone in the mines just since I was last here 18 months ago, which, you know, workers pay the price for the economic crisis. At the same time as we're hearing about all the CEOs paying themselves millions of dollars in bonuses. And just the thought of what could be coming and what is so necessary that we remember from the past and identifying with those people, I think, you know, I think I get more emotional now than I probably did when I was younger. I just feel like there's so many things for young people to know about, and it's a bit embarrassing to be so emotional.
It is a great privilege for me to represent our union here and pay tribute to the Broken Hill mine workers and their community who so courageously stood by their principles and fought everything that BHP threw at them in the 1909 lockout.
I'm joined now by Wayne McAndrew, who is the president of the Western Division of the CFMEU. Wayne, you've come up from Lithgow to be part of the exhibition tonight. What is it about the 1909 lockout that is so significant?
Oh, look, it's very significant. In fact, it's significant in a number of ways. It's similar to some of the struggles that the coal miners had in later years, in 1929, 1949. It's significant, as I've consistently said, significant on the basis that Broken Hill, in my view, is the home of unionism in Australia. It's always been seen as being a bastion of good unionism in this country. A lot of the good conditions that all workers have today owe a lot of that to the struggles in places like Broken Hill.